Now we got to go it again.
Where were we?
We're talking about appointments. And,
Oh, yeah, the lifetime. I don't think that I would have minded a review by the Judiciary Committee and by the Senate of the State of Michigan. I don't think that that would have chilled my... If I had been appointed under a circumstance in which I would have been able to serve for a few years and then had some objective review of my performance would have allowed me to continue on unless I made... unless I was doing a lousy job. And so I don't think it would have been, it would have disenchanted me.
The interrogation is very searching. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you got a chance to see some of that on the...
I saw just excerpts of it.
By the way, did we ever figure out Cooper's, was it Mark or Max or what?
Oh, I never looked that up. What's the citation on that?
Let me see, that was
People versus Cooper.
Yeah. I got this written on so much, it's, People versus Cooper was 398. 450. Yeah, I don't have that line. Okay. I noticed that you were participating in some of the 3-2 decisions early on in your service. Those decisions being caused by the disability of
Swings.
Yeah. And let me see, was there some other factor in the timing of it? No, I guess not at that time. A little earlier there was.
Ooh.
There was the TMK death, you know, and that was it. For a while. There were two people short, really.
Well, but I replaced TMK.
Yeah, but there are a lot of cases in the pipeline that you can
have. Well, yeah, but a lot of them I couldn't sit on, you see, if I wasn't there for oral argument. Now, there were a couple, I believe there were a couple, which by agreement of the parties, I was allowed to participate in, and what I did in those was review the audio tapes of the arguments. We had all of the paperwork, of course, mm-hmm. in the courtroom, but the tapes of the oral arguments I was able to review. I'm not sure whether that happened more than once or twice. I just don't know. I don't recall. But it would not have happened without the agreement of the parties. Mm-hmm. But I remember there were a couple of cases in which I was not allowed to sit, but I was in on the discussion of them, and I had pretty strong opinions on them, and I remember one was a workers' comp case in which this woman, the question was whether or not under the statute she was the widow.
That wasn't the Honey West case, was it?
Yeah, it was.
You didn't get the vote on that, did you?
No, I didn't. She was before the court 2 or 3 different times under different names. She must have been quite a woman because she was constantly living with somebody else and remarrying and so forth. She had a fantastic history of marital and extramarital relationships. And the result of the various Soapy Williams opinions, which were in every instance favorable to her, were in my mind just absolutely ridiculous. I couldn't fathom. But I will say this. I said just about exactly that to Soapy, you know, and we got laughing about it because I, oh dear, and Mary Coleman, I remember Mary Coleman wrote on the last case a dissent, which I have a copy of. I just loved that dissent. I thought it was absolutely marvelous. But...